This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a familiar Lincoln quote for you. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty. We must think anew. We must act anew. When you think about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln, after a while you begin to have a spiritual life with Abraham Lincoln. That is one reason historians don't write very much about the spiritual life of Lincoln, because it takes them out of the library and into the temple. Contemplating Lincoln becomes a relationship. It's the kind of thing that results in fathers giving their daughters or sons tokens of their own deep interest in Lincoln, photos of trips to Springfield, framed old copies of the Gettysburg Address, things like that. This often really happens. Recently, the liberal Christian novelist Marilyn Robinson wrote in the New York Times about America and what we are supposed to be doing with America these days. She writes, "Don't give up." Now, ours is not unlike the awesome task that faced Lincoln and the generations around him, what to do with America. Ms. Robinson, whose most famous novel perhaps is Gilead, said in her Times piece that America is more than an idea. It is a family. But Lincoln was deeply drawn to America as an idea. Lincoln was as much an intellectual as he was a politician. Yet he makes an everlasting blend of the idea of America and our social political life. He recoins the words of the people, by the people, and for the people. America to him was a people idea, an idea for people. The Civil War was about the idea of America and the unfinished idea of all people being equal. We were a growing family, a unique social experiment, a human proposition. Not long into the war, Union soldiers began to refer to President Lincoln as Father Abraham. Lincoln was an old soul, even as a boy. He had gravity. It was in his nature of his spirit, to be grave and serious, profound, even sorrowful. Of course, he also had a way of being forever young. He could not control his children. He could barely control his rollicking jokester humor, and he made a romantic mess of his life when he youthfully crashed into the world of women, eros, and love. His favorite poets were the big bad boys, Lord Byron and Bobby Burns. The Bible and Shakespeare barely kept a lid on Lincoln. Lincoln, as Father Abraham, brings us to the family of America that he helped conceive and bring forth. Lincoln, as an intellectual, extended new meaning to the idea of America, and he fathered a rebirth of freedom. So he was and is a father figure to the American family. He was like the fathers in the plays of Shakespeare, trying to govern a human family of near impossible variety. Father figures in Shakespeare are flawed characters who have the full range of human angels and devils within them. They often meet tragic fates, as Lincoln did. Shakespeare, as the poet and playwright, was able to maintain some control over the characters and plots he worked with. Shakespeare, as the author, plays the same role as God does in the Bible, the father progenitor who loves and survives his own creations. But even in the Bible, the God-man Jesus has a tragic encounter with the human family. The novelist Marilyn Robinson is right to move our sense of America, as did Lincoln himself, from just an idea to a relationship. Of course, ideas and the idea of America seem much more orderly than the family of America. We know about family life, the tribal wars, the sibling rivalries, the divorces. Robert E. Lee, when he was deciding to betray his oath as a soldier in the American army, went back to the family home to fight for his tribe, to fight for, as he said, for Virginia. The tribe of Virginia, or even the idea of Virginia, had for him more draw than the idea of America. He simply did not have the intellectual or moral gravitas that Lincoln had. America was not Lee's family. When we think about the spiritual life of Lincoln, as it begins to have an effect on our own spiritual life, we see that his idea was democracy for the world. It was not just for America. The dignity and freedom of self-government was for him not just a family idea, it was a spiritual idea. And so not just for the American family, but for the people of the world, and the people of the world still look to Lincoln. Father Abraham is the kind of figure who tells us, as he said, not only to think anew, but to act anew, so that we can, as he did, save our country, lighting us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.